To avoid troubling people who might worry about me, I blamed it all on the kinds of seizures I had been having since the siege. Lady clucked her tongue, an irksome habit she didn't know she had acquired. She and Croker were turning into everybody's grandparents. The inner circle needed young blood bad. She asked, "Could you tell us about your dream, Mergen? Or do we have to wait for the book?" She was annoyed with me, because I'd begun making new revisions to her volume of the annals. Some of our latest class of enlistees had been around back then. Not all of them recalled events the same as she did. The high point, like the boss said, is that our old pal Mogaba isn't unemployed anymore. A General Susurrus. Had they thought that the old man was joking? I don't get much from my dreams. I have no control over them. I get knocked back in time sometimes, but I can't go whenever I want to find out why something happened after we find out that it did happen. I have to wait for news from our friends on the scene just like everybody else. We do have friends up north who supply us with reliable intelligence. I check up on them whenever I can. We didn't use smoke much anymore. He wanted to wake up. He wasn't really in a coma now anyway. Lady had to struggle to make him useful. She took advantage of the resulting opportunities herself. I continued, "But Soulcatcher must have been in touch with Mogaba at some point. She recommended him to the Radisha. Bet you the woman took him on mostly because she didn't want to get Catcher pissed off at her. Mogaba's already promising the priests that he'll catch Blade and Lady for them. There'd been huge bounties on those two from the moment the Radisha turned on the company. Mogaba never let failure dent his confidence." Blade volunteered,
"I could go hit them back first. It would be fun to pick them off and watch the live ones squirm."
"No." Croker was in no mood for flights of fancy. "I know who'd pick off who if you went dancing with Mogaba. Sindawe, talk to me about this."
"I'm hearing this for the first time. I need to think about it, Captain."
"Think out loud.
Mogaba is alone."
By which Sindawe meant that Mogaba had no Nar adherents anymore. Those who'd gone with him when he left the company were dead.
"His sanity will be more strained than ever.
He may become obsessed with destroying you, personally, because you took away his birthright." Croker grunted, unsurprised. "Mergen, how long before he can get into our hair? It took 4 years for us to get where we can make it here, still in good enough shape to starve, and we wouldn't be as happy as we are now if the Radisha had fooled us and stayed faithful. We didn't lose as many men fighting as I expected, and a lot fewer to disease." He let slide the fact that we had come during the off-season, when, normally, moving an army is next to impossible.
"Speaking of numbers," Bucket said, "the last bunch who wanted to go home are long gone."
Lady stated the obvious.
"Mogaba won't have to train the way we did. He can round up men we've already trained for him."
The old man asked me, "What does the Radisha want from Mogaba?"
"The priests think he should just maintain control of the territories we overran. Some of them are real excited about their chances to make a killing down there. But the woman just wants to keep us south of the mountains." I chuckled.
"His job will be the same as it was when he worked for Long Shadow. Only he'll plug the bottle from the other end."
"Mogaba will come someday,"
Isi observed.
"As Sindawe said."
Croker grunted again.
Bucket said, "If he don't bring half a shitload of timber, kites, and tons of bamboo,